tip that I don't like to relate. I said, man, fish pie, if you got good bait, I'm gonna fish it. My mama gonna fish it. Baby gonna fish it too.
All right, it's time for a little fishing report. Leaf is here. How you doing, Leaf?
Not too shabby. How you doing, Deputy Dizzle?
You know what? It's that time of day where ordinarily I'm getting a little bit tired out, but I'm actually kind of energized. Yep. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm looking forward to going to a restaurant tonight.
All right, where are you going?
I think we're going to go to Toppy.
Oh, man. My wife and I are going to get there for that, what is that, the pear duet?
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah. You going tonight?
One of these days.
Oh. Yeah.
Whenever our kids grow up.
I know.
In about, 10 more, 15 more years.
I mean, I hope none of my kids are listening, but my life got way better.
Way cooler.
No
offense, Noah and Grace and all y'all. It's
all
cute.
Y'all. Yeah. But you know what? They'll find that out for themselves.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
What?
Fishing is super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like fishing.
Oh, man. I'm with you.
And I'm fired up, because the river opens back up again.
Yeah, no, I'll bet you're fired up.
Memorial Day weekend, Saturday at dawn, life as I know it, as some of us know it, we'll get back to normal.
Back to normal.
You hear that sigh of relief. Yeah. It's just,
Good.
I've just been waiting for it, been trying not to freak out.
Well, I've been watching the water levels, and it seems like we've fluctuated quite a bit lately. Yeah. It's still fairly high. I mean, what did you predict? You made a couple of predictions very boldly.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was like a month ago. I said we'd land at about 2,000 or 3,000 on opening day, and I'm still sticking to it, even with us sitting at about 5,000 right now. Only like a week or so away, not even from that day. But it's just been dropping like a rock lately.
Yeah.
You know what's funny, or I guess not really funny, for those that enjoy Memorial Day or look forward to a break from the rain on the other side of the hill there, perhaps, Memorial Day is always just notoriously rainy and windy.
Yeah.
That weekend, so that'll lead to it coming down still more.
We've had plenty of wind lately. I keep hoping for more rain. It's never quite enough for me, but... we could use a few more sprinkles.
But it looks like after Memorial Day, I don't know if you've looked at the weather there, boy, holy cow, it just looks like it warms right up, which it usually does.
Yeah.
And it will for just a little bit there, and then we'll go into January for a couple weeks, which I remember seeing snow when we were down there to Banks Lake on June 9th one time on a family vacation to go fishing for bass, which, as you know, when it's snowing, it's just like... Yeah. Forget about it. They're tucked down, but I did get a giant walleye that trip, but they're kind of that northerly spiny ray.
We're
gonna see the weather go up and down. We might see the river go up and down, but I think we'll be remaining, as I would think, at mostly pretty much just fishable levels in the river, and it should be really fun.
I think you're kind of in the pocket. I know at this point you can't tell for sure, but it does look like it's gonna trend that way, so you're excited.
Super stoked.
You got a little hunter-gatherer escapade planned.
Not be totally reliant on the river opening, which you never really can, and wanting to plan some kind of family and friend gathering. We've all decided to go and try to find the place that we can camp and fish nearest the place that we can pick somewhere else. So
you think you live in heaven, dude.
Oh, that's no doubt about it. I try to never take that for granted.
Yeah,
definitely. We are in the epicenter of coolness here.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go out and try to get that one last hurrah of mushrooms in there and hang out with the kids and the family and play some horseshoes and catch some fish and hopefully have a few brookies to eat on the grill along with our mushrooms.
Perfect.
Yeah. Sounds like one of those songs I've been hearing on the Risky Biscuit.
That was a good fishing show.
Oh, man, I love
that's
that.
That's a good show for you, man.
Definitely. Shout out to Risky Biscuit for sure.
So, what do you have to tell folks? I mean,
the lakes are still just coming right into form. The fish are, any of those fish that were diploids that had that urge to spawn are kind of starting to snap out of it and really feeding on the ledge, that transition from the deep to the shallows.
Yep.
And a lot of the time on chronomids right now. That's kind of, we're still in the middle end of chronomid season. And so until the weather really starts to heat up and trigger some of those calabatus and damsel hatches, just go work those chronomids off the ledges of most any of these lakes, from Big Twin to Little Twin to Buzzard and black pine, and you know, you'll find great success doing that. And you know, if the river is at first a little bit too high, mm-hmm. because that's always, you know, something we want to throw out there. This should just be like, you know, it's almost like a pre-recorded thing with us, but please take it seriously. If you're out there in your boat until this thing gets, you know, back down around 1,000 or 2,000, you really, you know, need to know what to do in, you know, stronger current situations. And for that matter, if you're wading at all, you really shouldn't be wading out far, but I would really encourage you to wear some sort of flotation device to kind of double up as a safety if you do happen to go in with your waders on.
Well, like you said, hopefully it's down to 2,500 or something by Saturday, and everything will be better.
Yeah, and still, you know, just never take it for granted. Always take it seriously, but it should be great fishing. I would start out with the nymph and streamer presentations, but you know, here on the Methow and its tributaries, it's never too early to go to some dry flies too. And there's still, you know, there's stuff coming off right now, some small stones, caddis, and always some midges and stuff like that that are coming off that you can work these little back eddies. And you're always looking for the softer water, the kind of dancing water that kind of bounces up and down rather than just ripping downstream, you know. And, you know, just work it where you can see it, and you should be able to get into some fish. And don't forget that the Methow, Twisp, and Chewuk are open, because the Twisp and Chewuk close by August 15th. So it's always a good idea to enjoy those while you can. Yeah. And remember that golden rule that we've always talked about, you know, follow the fishing down. The water levels will be lower in the top end of the system, higher in the lower end. So we'll be fishing more up high, the tributaries and the upper Methow, and kind of working our way down as the flows slow down. Right, that's kind of the golden rules there. And, you know, for now.
Yeah,
we'll keep you abreast as we go along.
Well, I'm guessing that you're probably a little bit excited too, because your guide business will start to pick up.
Yeah. Right now, you know, booked all the way through the Memorial Day time and a lot of June, but looking forward to getting anybody out there that wants to go. I have my friend Sarah coming back. Super stoked to have her back, because she did such a great job last year. Got nothing but great reviews. And can't wait to have her get people out there too, because she's super fishy. So yeah, definitely got room for people in there. So if you want to get a hold of us, just go to flyfishersproshop.com. You can email us directly there, or go to methowfishingadventures@gmail.com, or give us a call. And we'll book a trip or get you out there on the water having fun. 509-429-7298. Hey, everybody, be careful out there. Happy Memorial Day. Beginning of summer, it's time to get that fish right on.
Fish on.
Big. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. With my pole mama and my line, I'm fishing. My mama's going fishing and the baby's going